Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is titled, What to Say to Those Who Are Waiting. Dayspring's new book, What to Say When You Don't Know What to Say, is a guide for navigating serious moments with clear, compassionate communication. There are times when life's challenges can make us speechless, but that doesn't mean we should stay silent, especially when we're in a position to offer life-giving words. This useful guide provides helpful tips and words to share when you aren't quite sure what to say. It draws on scripture to offer compassionate biblical communication prompts to strengthen relationships, and readers can impart words of truth and peace to give hope where and when it's needed. Listen in for an excerpt. It's like a four-letter word in our culture. Wait almost seems synonymous with inefficiency and frustration, combusting into either anger or fear. Nothing feels more uncomfortable or unproductive than the span of time that exists between where we are and what we desire, whether it's as small as waiting in line for your turn at a ride in Disney World, or as significant as waiting to meet the right person to marry. Every time we wait, we find ourselves in a wilderness of sorts. We don't know what is going to happen and when or if life will turn the way we want it to go. The vulnerability moves us to want, even demand, motion of some kind, any kind, to ensure that our souls won't be staying in the land of waiting for long. But God has a history of leading his people into the wilderness. Think of Abraham, Joseph, Moses, David, Jesus. It's in the waiting, even the wandering, that our hearts get tested and refined like gold in a furnace. When we turn to him in it, another word emerges in our hearts: trust. In the waiting, our faith grows stronger as we discover that God is present with us. His presence not only forges his patience in us, but we also learn to live at peace with him in the process of faith's refining fires. I say, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will put my hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. Lamentations 3:24-26 CSB. Life-giving words for those who are waiting. I am certain that I will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:13-14 CSB. You can be certain of this. God has good plan for you today, tomorrow, and forever. Just wait and see. We wait for the Lord. He is our help and shield, for our hearts rejoice in him because we trust in his holy name. Psalm 33:20-21 CSB. You not only have a powerful helper, but he is shielding you from harm, even as you wait on him. He will deliver you at just the right time. I wait for the Lord. I wait and put my hope in his word. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Psalm 130:5-6 CSB. As certain as the sun rises, God will come to the rescue. Keep your eyes focused on him. What to Say When You Don't Know What to Say is a resource book for all believers to begin thinking and then speaking like Jesus by starting with his word. It is designed to help us find the firm foundation of comfort and encouragement God gives throughout the scriptures, then translate those truths into relatable words of affirmation so we can speak plainly and purposefully into others' lives when the moment arises without sounding cliche or superficial. But these words of life are simply a starting point. As we pray for his anointing, God's Spirit will speak through us with the kind of supernatural power, truth, and love that sets his people free. We know you'll turn to this book again and again for support in your hard conversations. Order your copy today and leave a comment on this post at encourage.me for a chance to win a copy for yourself. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Graduation season is here. Are you ready to bless the grads in your life? Pick up a faith-filled card and gift from Dayspring to inspire and remind them of where their true strength lies long after the graduation ceremony is over. Shop today at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.